T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim, appreciate the call on that. We got a lot of people wanting to weigh on this. We're going to come back to it. So if you're on the line, hang on. We'll get to you. We'll get to as many calls as we can on this. Right now, though, I've got Jacob Kern from the St. Louis Business Journal. Let's talk loop trolley here. He had a good story on this that came out, Jacob. I think it was Friday, right? That your story came out.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday, Thursday something or like that. How you doing?
Doing good, Jacob. Good to talk to you again. And this is now my thoughts on the trolley. For anybody who's talked to me at all, have been pretty well known. I think it's a boondoggle. I think it's a waste. I think it should have never been built. Here we are, $59 million into it. But what you did is looked at what were the projections and what were the actual ticket sales. So let's just talk about what happened versus what was promised or what was projected at the very least.
Well, I've always felt like through this whole process that kind of gets lost, because when these governments go for the federal funding that enables this construction, right, they have to tell the feds, okay, we think on a 7-day thing that it'll get this many people riding and it'll be this much in fare revenue. Well, if you hang on to those numbers and then look at what they've actually done, now, to be fair, it hasn't run 7 days. It's run 4 right. days. But still, I mean, even if it ran the 3 extra days and got a proportional amount of revenue more, it's, you know, 32,000, I think, is what it was. I don't have it in front of me, but and it was supposed to be 400-some thousand to meet what it needed to have this thing's budget work. And, it, you know, I think people... Sometimes they make comments that, oh, you know, it's not paying for itself. Well, the fares were never supposed to pay for themselves. They WashU and Joe Edwards set up a tax district in the loop, and money also goes into it from that. And then the fares, of course, and then they were also supposed to get advertising and sponsorships, things like that.
Right. So what we've got here is that the market is responding and saying no thank you for the most part. And so what's being asked by the trolley district or the trolley, the loop trolley itself of the St. Louis County government? Because I've read the communication from County Executive Sam Page to the St. Louis County Council. He doesn't seem to be real excited about this request.
No, and Steve Stenger wasn't either. Before the trolley opened, first of all, the county has already given, I forget, several million dollars. But before it opened, the trolley said, listen, we can't even open until we get another half a mil. And the county council then and the county executive then balked at that. And then a development firm, Bob Clark's Clayco, you know, stepped up with that money. So this kind of seems to be a repeat, no?
Yeah, and
they're saying
that if we don't get this money, like, right away, we're going to fold this week. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, they're saying they could fold on November 15th without $200,000. And then the county executive said that without then another $500,000 on top of the $200,000, that it couldn't operate into next year for very long.
Jacob, Ryan Wiggins, it sounds like when you said there was a tax district set up by Joe Edwards and WashU in U-City, that even if you don't live in the area, then if you buy anything on the loop, you're still paying for the loop trolley, right?
That's right. And it would be 1% on top of, you know, your total purchase. And I think in almost all instances, people don't know that those things are there. And what Steve Ellman said in the leader of St. Charles County was that they would consider making people slap that in big terms on the front door. You know, we are charging you 1% more, because it's getting, you know, it's not transparent, and these things have proliferated in a big way.
Now, if that tax goes, or if the trolley goes away, does that tax also go away?
That's a good question. They always have a term on those. So this one's a transportation development district. I can't remember if it was a 30-year district or if it was a longer. Usually they're 30. I bet what would happen is that it would continue, and yeah. then perhaps they would use that funding to demolish this thing, something like that. Mm. But there would some kind of legal mechanism would have to happen for that TDD to just go away.
Yeah, because there is debt that somebody is going to have to pay off at this point. My guess is there'd still be a tax. And Jacob, one of the arguments is, well, we've already spent $59 million between, you know, local, state, federal, everything involved. And so we just got to keep going. And to me, that's the prime example of the sunk cost fallacy. I mean, you're a journalist. So I'm not going to ask you what you think unless you want to volunteer it. But to me, this is one of the arguments of saying, listen, let's look at what is going to be the cost to run this thing year after year after year. We've got evidence now that says it's not going to keep up with that, so we shouldn't be taxing other people to subsidize it.
Well, one thing that people kept saying was, okay, look at the Kansas City streetcar, and it's done monstrous numbers. On maybe on one day this summer, it's had more riders than this trolley deal total. But the leadership there made a decision that we're going to fund this in a certain way and not require fares. That is not the outlook or process that was set up here. They said, you know, it's going to be about 30% fares. Well, if you set it up that way and you don't collect 30% fares, you're in really big trouble. The other thing, you know, that I thought was kind of interesting in Sam Page's letter is he talked about, well, if this fails so quickly, the federal government, you know, paid $39 million out of the $52 million. For this thing. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out, then, you know, we're jeopardizing further projects, right?
Yeah. Well, that was and we got about 30 seconds left, Jacob. And I think that was a bizarre argument, although I do understand where it's coming from. But it seems to me it'd be better off going to the federal government saying, listen, this didn't work, so we were responsible in shutting it down.
Well, and the feds are responsible too, right? Yeah. They okayed it. They paid the money. So it's hard to see how the feds could fault locals here when the feds went along with it. I don't know.
All right, Jacob Kern from the St. Louis Business Journal. Good to talk to you again, Jacob. Jacob's got very good taste in coffee shops, by the way. I found a couple really good ones just from hanging out with Jacob back when I used to work for the Show Me Institute. So
I was wondering if you just gained that from interviewing him just now.
No, because when I was at Show Me Institute, that's where we met up to you know, talk about different stories. And so, Jacob, appreciate it. St. Louis Business Journal, the website's what real quick?
You can get there at just stlouisbusinessjournal.com.
All right, Jacob, appreciate it. All right, still got time to get your thoughts in on both the trolley and whether or not a city government should say, yeah, you're legal, but we just think you're icky. You shouldn't be allowed to do that, so we're going to manage your retail and your advertising. I understand both sides of the argument. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Annie Fry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.